I'm Carrie Nolan. It's Monday, March 21st, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. Joining us today, as he does every Monday, is David Sanger, Chief Washington Correspondent for The New York Times. Good morning, David.
Morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. David, the attacks in Libya are entering their third day, but what's the objective here? Is it protecting the population from Colonel Gaddafi, or is it deposing Gaddafi?
It's a little bit hard to tell, and one of the reasons is that the United Nations resolution, which passed last week, mentions only protecting the population and says nothing about regime change. But if you listen to President Obama 2 weeks ago, he made clear that he thought that Gaddafi had to go, that there was no way to truly protect the population with him still in office. And, of course, some of the explosions we've seen over the past 24 hours have been right at the compound where Gaddafi was believed to have been staying. Now, that could simply have been going after command and control centers, and that's, of course, what the military said. But it does leave it unclear what the real objective here is, and it's not clear that all members of the coalition have the same objective.
President Obama says all of this can be done without American ground troops. Is he right?
Hard to know right now, but it does raise an interesting question. The president has taken ground troops off the table, and of course Gaddafi knows this. So it's possible, I imagine, that Gaddafi could try to just dig in, find a place to hole up, and hope that he can sit out the airstrikes alone. And then that could result in some kind of a stalemate. He might lose part of the country, but he might not lose all of it. And it's an interesting question whether, even if the U.S. is not going to use ground troops, whether it was the right thing to signal that to Colonel Gaddafi at the beginning of the conflict. At the same time, it's also possible that this could just turn the tide, that all that the rebels needed was a way to level the playing field so that Gaddafi could not use his air power and perhaps could not move artillery into position around many of the different cities that he's been trying to retake.
Then why did the Obama administration wait so long to begin this operation? Wouldn't it have been easier to get all of this accomplished, say, 10 days ago?
It sure would have been, because 10 days ago Gaddafi did not have the momentum that he has today, and many of the cities were still in rebel hands. Now, when you ask the administration this question, they say, well, nice to say this now, but they had to wait until they had Arab League consent to begin this operation and until they had a United Nations Security Council resolution that authorized all necessary means to protect that population. So they say that's the difference between the Obama administration and, say, the Bush administration, which in the Iraq case, which was, interestingly enough, exactly 8 years ago to the day before the operation began against Libya. In that case, President Bush did not wait for a separate UN resolution authorizing action.
Let's take a look at Japan now. There are reports this morning of gray smoke rising from one of the damaged reactor units at the Fukushima nuclear plant. Workers have been pulled back, although the cause of the smoke is still unclear. How do you assess the progress in shutting down these reactors and cooling the spent fuel rods?
Well, you know, all week, Kerry, we've run through the problem of the Japanese either providing too little information or making claims of progress that you couldn't really verify. And frankly, there's only one measure of progress that American officials are looking at here, and that is, how fast is the temperature coming down in the cores of the reactors that were operating, and what's happening to the spent fuel rods? Those are the rods that were sitting in these cooling pools that appear to have lost a fair bit of water. Now, we don't know what the smoke is from in reactor number 3, and reactor number 3 is the one that's got the most problems. If the smoke is highly radioactive, then that would indicate that there is some continuing problem and continuing breach probably in the core. But we don't know that yet, and I think they've got to be careful. Time is not particularly on their side here, because the longer that those reactor cores remain very hot and you're not able to get water in under pressure, the bigger the chances of some larger problem.
Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you, Carrie.
New York Times Chief Washington Correspondent David Sanger. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's the Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR.